Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, boys, you just sit on the sidelines. Let Big Pappy Charlie take this intro. Hello and welcome to the official podcast, episode 143. I thought for this special occasion, I'd take us back to the past with a podcast that talks about penis and ass. So in that same spirit, back when it was just four dudes shooting the shit, I wanted to talk about something I learned recently while watching one of my favorite shows, Live PD. I don't know if you boys were aware of this, but there's a massive community of men who pee sitting down, unironically, and that's just how they exist. They piss while sitting on the toilet bowl. Did you guys know about this?
What is live? Yeah, what's Live PD?
So Live PD is a better
pissing
version.
Department.
Yeah, live penis dick. It's basically just the better version of Cops. So okay. Live PD's A&E's answer to Cops, and it's a really, really good show. Now, in one of the episodes, they arrested a man who was pissing while sitting down, and even the cops were blown away by what they were witnessing, a crime that they couldn't have even fathomed when walking in the door. And that opened my eyes, because I didn't know that that was an actual community. I always thought that was an insult when you tell a guy you pee sitting down. I thought you were calling him a pussy. I didn't know that people unironically pissed all the time sitting down.
Now, wait,
the police community investigate further? Did they figure out why the men were acting like little children?
If they did, they didn't show the investigative techniques, no.
Yeah, how did they punish them?
Are you
did
sure
they...
this wasn't some like kind of like drug smuggling tactic? Maybe no. They were clenching hard drugs
okay,
between
Charlie,
their ass cheeks and
Charlie,
they had
how,
to sit down to hide it.
How fat was the man? How much
he
did
was,
he weigh?
No, he was in great shape.
No fucking way.
Yep.
Because
I know that's a secret to being in great shape.
I know fat people will piss sitting down because it's easier. And they just want to have a seat. But like, he was in good shape and he pissed sitting down.
No, Charlie, it's such a disgrace to mankind that in German we have an insult. Sitzpisser. Literally, sitting pisser.
I thought so too. That was an insult.
No,
when
that's
I was,
universal.
Yeah, that was
that's universal.
In college, my friends, like when they were like upset with someone or just joking with like an insult, they'd say, you pee sitting down. Or they'd tell a girl, hey, this guy pees sitting down. And it's embarrassing. You get all fucking flustered, red-faced. Because no one wants to pee sitting down and be accused of it. But I watched it on stream and the chat erupted like, what do you mean? Who pees standing up? Is it even possible?
They were
the
physics there? Idiot.
No, I'll bet they recycle too.
It's fucking pansies.
It wasn't ironic. It was a giant fucking movement. There's a lot of people that pee sitting down, not just women, men that pee sitting down, nuts in the water, just on the toilet. That's how they urinate.
It's so much more convenient to piss standing up.
That's what I thought, too. I had no idea that it's like the same people, like, you know how people wipe standing up or wipe sitting down? It's the same thing, but with piss.
Mm-mm. Like, wiping standing up and sitting down, I get the debate, because it's like, fine, that's preference. But why, if you have the equipment to easily piss standing up, would you not piss standing up? Why do you have to sit down and take all your pants off?
I don't like to reference the Patreon chat during these episodes, but I can't help but bring it up. There are multiple pee sitters in our chat right now
defending
the action.
No, not in my fan base. See, JoJo says I always pee standing up. Boom.
I'm telling you, this is a massive movement of people. The bathroom has no meta.
Why?
The bathroom
is it just for comfort?
I don't know. The bathroom is just the fucking wild west of degeneracy.
It's not comfortable at all.
Wiping back to front.
That's so inefficient, though. That's really dumb.
Take more steps than you would just dropping your trousers
and
pissing.
Not only is it inefficient, don't you guys always get the disgusting feeling when you have to sit down to take a shit and you know, your dick touches the front of the toilet or something and it's this cool ceramic. You go, now I have to wash my dick. It's revolting.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I don't know why anyone would willingly choose to sit down and pee unless you're like on crutches or something.
They don't, man. It's fucking...
Well, that's
male feminist rapists who just want to score points with their girlfriends who make them want to... They just want to get some. They just want to score some points with their feminist girlfriends who say, "No, no, no. You know, standing up—that's toxically masculine. You're gonna sit down." And they go, "Of course, babe. I completely understand. You're right. This is terrible."
That's completely fucking stupid because they could just say that they piss sitting down. Why would they actually do it? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know about that claim. I actually
quite the leap.
Yeah, I actually think it's because like no one goes into the bathroom to give you tutorials. Like you never went on YouTube getting the 009 sound system tutorials on bathroom etiquette.
No.
You are always you're toilet trained. You get potty trained.
Okay, Andrew,
to
your point, I feel like I'm not saying they actually abide by it. I'm simply saying that's what they tell people when they're asked. They publicly boast that they sit down to piss and that they're respectful to women's whatever. You know, I never splash on the toilet seat or anything. No, that's just, you know, we don't do that like that. I don't believe that there's a single man out there who opts into sitting down to piss that wasn't prompted by a woman.
Well,
I just don't see it happening.
In the live PD episode, the man that was sitting down to piss was a domestic abuser meth dealer, so he's not exactly your poster child.
A perfect feminist.
That right there sounds like a man who sits down to piss, trust me. I know.
Okay, that sounds
weird.
He'll
beat his wife, but he respects her enough to sit down while pissing, goddammit.
Maybe it's the meth. I don't know.
Got them shaky legs.
It's a baffling community. It is. I really do think it's because no one goes in there to teach you how to use the bathroom. So people develop their own odd techniques.
I'm telling you, people get taught how to use a toilet. Were you never potty trained?
Potty training's different. You go in there and you know what to do in there, but you don't know how. You don't know like.
But
what about when guys
go to like baseball games or whatever, and they go to the toilets with their dad and like stand at the urinal. You learn through that. Like,
exactly.
There's social cues.
Gentlemen who sit down to piss are completely disrespecting the urinal and its amazing inventiveness.
And baseball.
It's ridiculous. And America. Look, fuck you, terrorists.
Saying that no one must have ever taught those kids to stand while pissing is like saying, you know, no one must have ever taught them how to use their hands or their... It doesn't make any sense. As a child, you know, instinctively, I have 5 fingers. I could eat with my hands instead of forks. For instance, and they know how to do it instinctively. If you have a dick, you know, wait a minute, I don't have to sit down. I can just stand and piss.
Yeah, this is one of God's greatest gifts to mankind.
Instinct.
It's like what separates us from women is we're allowed to piss standing up.
Animals
I guess
don't
women
get taught
can piss
how to raise
too.
Their hind legs and then piss onto a tree. They just do it instinctively, just like men do.
But those animals also don't have a confusing machine that we do called a toilet.
They have
like
trees.
There's a whole lot of different...
But fire hydrants.
A tree isn't a confusing machine. Okay, well, fire hydrant's a good point.
You don't... What about guys who piss outside? Would they sit down outside and piss?
That's a good point.
That's a really good point.
They bring a little lawn chair with a hole cut in it just so they can piss on the ground.
So wait, are we actually saying that all of Japan are pussies? Don't those guys squat to piss?
No,
yeah, but that's different.
That's different.
That's totally different because that's a squatting toilet that's literally built into the floor. You have to squat or you're going to be pissing all over your bathroom.
Built by pussies for
Maybe
pussies.
That's why these people piss. Maybe that's why these people piss while sitting down because they've grown up watching like anime and stuff and they're just giant weeds. So their only point of reference is the Japanese way of pissing.
I'm still standing firmly, steadfast in the belief that it's just the bathroom has no established meta, even after this many seasons of the toilet existing.
But the toilet's been around since fucking decade. More than decades.
I got another one then for you, Andrew. It's not just pee sitters. There's also a community of people, and this one's predominantly women, who when they take a shit in public, they don't want it to make a splash. So they put toilet paper in their hand as like a little ramp in the toilet to catch the shit. Did you know that?
Wait, they catch the shit.
I feel like that one's a joke.
Nope.
That's not a fucking joke. I do that because I don't want the water splashing up against my balls.
No.
Wait, you catch
your
shit?
The hand is in it.
You shit in your hand that's covered in toilet paper?
Yeah, they catch it with their hand.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why don't they just put toilet paper in the water?
What the fuck?
Yeah, just put toilet paper in the water like a normal
person. Yeah, and then they throw it on the stall wall and watch it slide down to see if they're healthy. It's a fucking... No. No.
They catch it in the hand and then just squish it immediately so there's no evidence left.
I've never heard of that.
They don't even flush.
People shitting in their own hands other than monkeys.
Yep. Neither.
God.
Nope. That's a technique used by women in public restrooms. I've heard about.
I've heard women though when they're constipated, they can finger themselves and push out the turd that way.
Oh like, yeah, that's different.
Through the vaginal wall.
Yeah,
I think that's a biological advantage. Yeah.
Index finger in my dick hole and push it out. I would sometimes. It hurts.
I just shove hands up my ass and just pull the poop out. It's just much quicker.
I think about that a lot. I wish poop came with like a little handle. If it gets stuck, so you can kind of just like pull it out like a plug.
Yeah, like those
plunge it out.
Clown toys that you can pull out of your mouth where you grab the little string. Like, yeah, that would be great.
The bozo and the ribbon. Mm-hmm.
If you were constipated, would you be able to reach into your anus and pull it out?
To a degree.
I don't think so. Unless you have like a really wide, ass.
There's different chambers of your butthole, and your poop has to move to the very last one before it comes out. So if it's stuck higher up.
What even is constipation? Is it the turd that's at fault, or is it your body?
That was the last Judge Judy case, Jackson.
Isn't it that it's just so too tough that it doesn't smoosh down to the opening size of your anus, so it just can't get out?
Yeah, that's why fiber is usually the cure, because fiber makes your shit more malleable, makes it softer, more water in it.
Right, so it's like the anus passage that's like too tight.
But I feel like there's multiple degrees of constipation, like different levels, prestiges, because if you have like a lot of hemorrhoids, like a big flare-up, that can probably keep your asshole sealed shut too.
I love imagining people listening to this episode on their lunch break at work. Enjoy that sandwich
while taking a shit.
This is the most classic podcast episode we've had in a while.
He's brave. Yeah,
vintage baby.
Chocolate big donut throwback. To eat.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean vintage? Oh, hey, we talked about farting and shitting yesterday on the bonus. We're on a streak now.
That's right. We're hitting our stride again, baby.
It's the one thing we all have in common. It's the one thing we can all talk about.
Like, yeah, on the pissing while sitting note, though, I just remember Charlie. So my sister brought herself and her stupid kid over once, the autist, the like 2-year-old, four, three, I don't know how old he is. And they wanted to use the bathroom. She goes into the bathroom and she notices that the seat is up because, you know, occasionally I just go into the bathroom to piss and I leave. And she puts it down and says, the kid wanted to pee, so she's trying to help him to piss. And she said something like, oh, I'm afraid, you know, you're going to just have to pee standing. I unfortunately suspect that's how Kaya does it too, she says. And I overheard this.
Did she really say that?
She said that.
She said that?
Unfortunately, you piss while standing up.
Yeah, I overheard this from the corridor or something. And
what?
All I could think is, what? How are you raising this kid?
Well, what about her husband? Does he piss standing up? He must be a sitting pisser.
I don't know.
Yeah, by default.
What a pseudo-intellectual. Yeah, a pee sitters. Oh, man, you're related to a pee sitter. It's so embarrassing.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. It's not natural. This is a normal boy who, if not for her influence, he would just stand and piss. God knows he'd piss on the floor, but God bless his little autistic soul, is still better than sitting down on the toilet to piss.
Imagine that you were just created. You were just put on this fucking earth by God or by sperm or what the fuck ever. And no knowledge of humanity has ever been passed down. And you're a dude. If you have to piss, why would you sit down to do it? You just piss. If you're a woman, I get squatting, and then, okay, fine, you sit. That's natural extension of that motion. So but as a dude, you just fucking piss.
Can girls not piss standing up?
No, they can, but they dribble all over their legs and shit.
Yeah, exactly. They have to, like,
what if they just
labia?
Spread their legs?
Have you ever watched pee porn?
Can't say I have.
You're not a water sports kind of guy?
But even then, that's a fucking efficient way of pissing without fucking it all up. But for a dude, the most efficient and obvious way to piss is just piss. You have a little hose going off your body. You're fine.
God, it's so cool being a dude.
It is. A little elephant trunk.
It's so efficient, in fact, that NASA mimics our biology. In space, they have these little hoses that you have to hold them against your genitals, and I guess it applies some little bit of suction. And both men and women use this. They piss into the hose, and it goes into the system to be recycled. So, in space...
Girls have a tool like that. Girls have a tool like that down here on planet Earth. The she-wees, I believe they're called. It's like a little funnel that you jam into your clam and then piss out of. And it's like a little trumpet of piss.
See, we have that built in. For us, it's not a DLC.
Those, You know those oxygen masks they put on you when you're getting surgery? It's one of those, but you jam it all around your vagina and piss into it, and it just leaks out a little tube. Yeah. People take them when they go camping. That's their whole selling point. So you can piss while standing up outside.
In the hospital, when you're sick, what do? They give you a catheter, right? They put a little hose into your urinary tract so you can just piss comfortably. Ooh. Point is, even then, they mimic the pipe system. I don't know what you want to call it. of the male biology. We are obviously superior.
Yeah.
And right.
We've had this debate a lot, but I think this reason alone lets us conclude that men are better than women.
So wait, well, why when you're in the hospital do they have to stick catheters in you? Why can't you piss out of your piss hole?
Well, I mean, if you're in a coma. Yeah, if you're in a coma, bedridden, somehow so sick, they give you a colostomy bag or a catheter.
Where do they stick the catheter? Does the catheter go into your stomach or into your penis?
No, into your penis or vagina. Not
Charlie,
vagina, but
you
like
had
the
catheter before?
No, I've never had a catheter. I've had a urethral swab and a cystoscopy, but I've never had
you
a catheter.
I thought you had to have a catheter for a little bit of time as well.
No, shit, fuck no.
Okay.
Yeah. So the catheter actually goes in the dick hole?
Yeah. What the fuck else do you want them to do? Stab you in the abdomen and drain the urine out?
Yeah, I thought they stuck it right in your kidney.
Jesus.
To drain it from the source.
No.
Are we sure that they don't?
Well, I think there's some conditions where
they... I think we can say with a high degree of confidence, yeah.
I think there's some conditions where they open up a shunt into your bladder or your... some part of your intestines to give you a colostomy bag, but that's it. Other than that, they get the regular catheter goes into your dick hole. I don't know how far though.
So what do they do about shit then? How do they get shit out?
Bedpan,
I believe.
Oh, so you still have to actively shit then?
I think I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor, Jackson. All I know is I'd pee standing.
Yeah, because
like God intended.
Well, I'm just curious how they'd actually get shit out then, because they'd need some kind of like vacuum device to suck it out, because it would be so like actually firm instead of just a liquid piss.
We should make that. We should make a poop scooper where you shove it in your ass and it just sucks it all out, so you don't have to shit. You can do it while sitting at the office.
That's a great way of sucking out your entire intestines.
Enjoy it.
It'll be gentle. It'll be nice.
Enjoy the prolapse. I don't think, do coma patients even take shits? Don't they just live off of some sort of saline drip that they get with all the nutrients they need? They don't eat solid foods. They're in a fucking coma, right?
I remember reading a while ago, I read this whole article on what happens with people in comas, and the Hollywood interpretation's not actually entirely accurate. You can be walking around in a fucking coma. The whole point is that your brain just kind of shuts off, but your body doesn't. And neither does every part of your brain. So they've had coma patients who just like towards the later stages of it, they'll be walking around the hospital, but they'll just be non-responsive and not know where they are.
That has to be a minority.
And just kind of fading it out. What?
That sounds inaccurate.
That has to be a vast minority. I would have seen that on House, on my medical training that I've received from House MD.
Yeah, on the medical documentary House.
Fuck, that show always makes me so paranoid. Thinking, fuck, this is something you can get? Oh my god, I'm never kissing another human or shaking hands or even looking at them. I'm not going outside
it's
anymore.
Fucked up. That shit always worries me too. My favorite episode of House that's always scared the shit out of me is when the guy gets the head injury and every time he talks, he just says random words. Do you remember
that
one?
That was adorable.
I love that episode, but it scares the fuck out of me. Because one of my biggest paranoias and fears is head injuries and just becoming a fucking vegetable or losing my ability to do something. So whenever I watch shit like that, I'm just like, I can't. I just always picture myself in it, and it's just pure unimaginable suffering.
Yeah, man. I mean,
you know what else is pure unimaginable suffering is not wearing a movement watch or movement sunglasses.
Let me ask you something, boys. How much time do you spend in front of digital screens? I know for me, It is absurd amounts of hours, literally ungodly amounts of time in front of computers. And that's
so I know
why
you used to have those really lame glasses. And I suggested, Andrew, this is not OK. You're never going to get a girlfriend with those glasses. Mm. And ever since,
that's
you've
right.
tried Everscroll's blue light filtering glasses, who actually look like normal glasses. And that day you met your girlfriend, did you not?
Sure. I met two girlfriends. And I got $1 million.
Not guaranteed.
But I did definitely give Movement's Ever Scroll blue light filtering glasses a try. I am actually known for wearing blue light filtering glasses, and I gave Movement's a real world shot on my nose, and my God, they're pretty swanky, pretty snazzy. I would recommend them. If you want to check them out, if you're a person who's constantly crunching in those hours on World of Warcraft with Classic coming out soon, maybe I don't know, reading your favorite manga online, I don't know. You can check out the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses that start at just $65. They're for use whether you're at the office or scrolling on your phone, maybe unwinding from a long day. Everscroll glasses will have you covered. You'll get better focus, better sleep, and better style. You can get 15% off with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/official. Shop MVMT's Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. They'll protect your eyes while still making you look just as handsome as you always do.
I mean, they have regular glasses too, by the way. MVMT.com/official. Yeah, they have regular glasses, and with this goddamn fucking global climate change bullshit, you're gonna need more of them soon. I mean, this summer was just hellish. With the sun, the heat, don't go blind. Yeah. Get an MVMT glass.
They also have watches. If you want to look at your watch as the rainforest burns, see how, like, speed run the Amazon deforestation.
Time it on your movement watch. See how long it takes to burn down. I like that. You can go to mvmt.com/official to join the movement. Check out their brand new blue light filter glasses. Check out their regular fashion glasses. Check out their slick watches. I highly recommend it. But yeah, anyway, back to head injuries. That shit, I was thinking a while back just what would be the scariest actual real happening thing for me, and it would probably be going brain dead and just becoming a fucking vegetable or losing all of my memory or any of that. I can't think of anything scarier.
My greatest fear has always just been, what do they call it when you die immediately, just randomly?
Aneurysms. But how is that scary? You'd be aneurysms. Dead. You'd just be dead. That's not scary.
Something that just kills you no matter where you are, or and it doesn't discriminate based on age or health. That's terrifying. Yeah, it could happen any second.
It definitely does discriminate, though. Like, no billionaire has ever just died.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Nuh-uh.
You don't know that.
There's no fucking way. What happened to Epstein, then?
Yeah.
Suicide my ass.
Brain aneurysm caused by noose.
No, celebrities drop dead sometimes.
I'm talking about, like, super rich ones, though. Like, the upper echelon. You never hear about anything going wrong with them. I think they've got it all figured out. Yeah, there must be, like, some secret Elysium tech.
How many people get aneurysms? That has to be a vast, tiny minority of all of mankind, and then super rich people make up, what, 0.01% of all of humanity?
Fair point.
Just statistics,
if anything, if you want the real number, look at heart disease and heart issues, because that shit happens.
Well, yeah,
to
but
everybody.
I can kind of avoid that by having a good heart. Brain aneurysms just don't, they attack even good brains. It just happens.
Not the good brains. No.
No. There's also the aneurysm over brain, some sort of a disability with my brain.
Exactly, Jackson? If we're all destined to die, if every one of us is destined to die, we don't live in a sci-fi paradise where we can live forever or whatever. Wouldn't you want a brain aneurysm because it's instant and painless?
It's better than a stroke. Yeah.
Well, do we know it's painless? Do we know it's painless?
I don't know.
That's fair.
Because everyone who's ever had a brain aneurysm has died, so we can't really ask them.
Yeah, but we can ask people who are paralyzed and they live in misery.
What is a brain?
Exactly right, though, Jackson, because Amelia Clark has had, like, 3 aneurysms. They're not all the same.
Yeah, they're different. Did she have aneurysms or strokes?
I thought she had strokes.
Aneurysms.
Really?
Oh, so it can... It is survivable, then. Yeah. Well, then, fuck it, I'm not scared of any aneurysms.
How did she survive 3 of them? Is she immune? Is she the chosen one?
Yeah.
She has 3 aneurysms, one for every dragon? How does that work?
That's Khaleesi. That's the power of Khaleesi.
I don't know. I remember that was a big story pretty recently, though, because she was keeping them a secret during, like, the entirety of the show's history, and then once it ended, she went public with it.
And I just don't think that that's scarier than fucking brain death. Imagine being trapped in your body. You have nothing but your thoughts. Maybe even make it scarier. You're fully what you were before it happened. You're completely aware and conscious, and you can look around and all that, but you just can't communicate or speak. And you know, that actually, all right, that's another thing. Did you guys see anything on that guy who was stuck in a 6-month coma because he got the flu?
Oh, yeah.
That shit terrifies the fuck out of me. This guy comes down with a cold. He's at a fucking party. He's playing, like, he literally, I think, was playing Wii Sports or something. And all of a sudden he says, oh, I feel kind of sick. I think I'm going to lie down. And he goes into a fucking, like, 4 to 6 month coma where he's completely unresponsive and trapped in his brain just because he got a fucking cold and it mutated wrong.
Not just because. Influenza is one of the most dangerous fucking...
But it wasn't... Like, no. It wasn't that. It was just a common cold that mutated and fucking gave him brain rot.
See, that's what...
He didn't do anything.
Common cold, not influenza.
No, that's what big vaccination wants you to believe.
But they did a whole fucking thing on him, and he just got sick, and it just fucked him up, and now he can barely walk. Like, he's better, but for months and months, all he could do was be trapped in his head. Couldn't move, couldn't speak, couldn't do anything. That scares the fucking shit out of me.
Well, then, if we're going along that vein, obviously things like Alzheimer's is the most...
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Not dangerous, most... Well, it's the most sad... Definitely,
yeah,
one of the
that
most
point,
sad
I just
illnesses.
Kill myself. That sucks.
But you wouldn't know how to.
I've seen
they have
the notebook.
Their lucid
you just
moments.
Gotta get laid, and then you remember everything.
If they're lucky, they have some lucid moments occasionally. And when I have mine, I would just somehow try to. I'm sure it's difficult.
Kai is finally back to normal. Why is he throwing himself off a cliff?
Oh my god, Kai's trying to kill himself. He's never tried that. Stop him. He'll be lucid again soon.
God, that
Wait,
would
is
so
Kai
much.
Looking for a job not using ZipRecruiter? Stop him. ZipRecruiter's the best way to recruit for your job.
Kai, wait, how could you forget about ZipRecruiter? Oh, he's not himself.
I bet I'm not an Alzheimer's patient. I need a new doctor. I need a second opinion. I should check ZipRecruiter.com/official.
We all know that hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. And that place is where growing businesses can connect and find qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/official. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post their job get a quality candidate within the first day. As applicants come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each and every one and spotlights the top candidates so you will never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter will send out your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. And they try their absolute hardest to get you the man or woman you're looking for. As of right now, listeners of this podcast can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/official. That's ZipRecruiter.com/official. OFFICIAL. ZipRecruiter.com/official. It's the smartest way to hire. Go slap some jobs out there. Boost the economy.
So I was at the doctor. Let's see what day is today. Friday. I was at the neurologist. You guys know I have these weird ass shakes and tremors. I go there. He gives me a couple of tests.
Oh, really?
Hmm?
I hadn't heard that you had these weird
what do you
shakes
mean?
And tremors.
Kai couldn't sit still when you met him in person. The man shakes like a goddamn scarecrow in the wind.
You don't remember that?
I didn't even notice it, Kai.
Yeah, well,
he plays it off.
I know.
I thought you were just grooving.
It just might be
feeling good.
Every time anyone asks, Kai is sitting in a massage chair.
Just my style, baby. No, so I have this like shaking in my hands and in my muscles whenever I have to do something strenuous. So I went to the neurologist. He gives me a couple of tests, like stand on your leg, touch your nose, walk in a straight line. It's basically a sobriety test. So he has me write down a couple of sentences, and he had me draw a spiral on paper. So he looks at it and says, you most likely do not have Parkinson's. And I go, oh, thank God, okay.
Most likely.
He's not sure.
He you know that 5 minutes before that, he was talking to his colleague, yo, this guy's got Parkinson's, how do I tell him? Tell him he most likely doesn't, and then have him do a follow-up.
Yeah, so...
Wait, so what did your little drawing look like? Was it all, like, squiggly everywhere?
Yeah,
was
he
it
looked like at a wreck? Yeah, he looked at the little spiral he had me draw. So apparently the thing, the diagnostic thing that they use just for shits and giggles, or maybe just to make fun of me, is they have you write a sentence 4 or 5 times, and if your text gets ever smaller throughout the sentence, and if your hand shakes too much during... That's a symptom of Parkinson's, apparently. They can't
Alzheimer's.
Keep a... Oh, shit, really?
Wait, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, they that's can't weird. Keep
my text gets smaller when I write.
Same. So that, and they have you draw a spiral, and if your hand shakes during the drawing the spiral, it's just like drawing a circle, basically, right? That's what a spiral is. And he looked at mine, it looked like a fucking seismograph. So he said, okay, so you don't have Parkinson's most likely, but we still, I want to do an MR scan, and we're going to do a blood draw. And then he said, he looked at me and said, you know, an easy way to diagnose one of the more benign types of tremors is I need you to, so here's your homework. I need you to go home and drink alcohol. And I looked at him and I said, what?
This was just a dream Kaya had that he's passing off as a fucking
Kaya has a new literal best friend for
this
life.
This is one of those Tumblr's that happened stories.
Yeah. Kaya openly wept when he realized he found a doctor who would prescribe him drinking.
I woke up sweating like, ah, damn it was a dream. I was gonna get a pink slip to drink. A doctor's notes. I'm in a fucking wife like beater. Piss running down my legs. I'm smacking my girlfriend around like, it's medicinal, babe, I swear.
Why do I feel like that's the entirety of Turkish medicine? Doctor, I think I had a stroke. You should try drinking.
Oh, they would never do that. See, I see the joke you're trying to make, but alcohol is very haram in Turkey with a 500% tax on it. So, no, he said something like, there's a type of tremor called essential tremors. I asked him, like, what do you mean go home and drink alcohol and see if it gets better? And he says, well, it's a diagnostic method we can use, and it would all but rule out everything else. It's an easy way to diagnose one of the more benign kinds, which is called, I don't know, some sort of like essential tremor or something, which means alcohol is a nervous system depressant. It would mean that if your tremors get better, we could simply treat you with beta blockers or something like that. And it's an easy way to diagnose it. Just go home, have a couple of beers, and see if your hands stop shaking. I've tried. They did not. So that sucks. Yeah.
Wait, what? Did something happen?
Kind of fell over.
Yeah, what the fuck was
he
that?
He's shaking too much. No, I thought, the tremors took a hold of him.
I thought one of you tried to say something. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, all I said was, because I thought that was interesting.
Okay, yeah,
just
no.
Don't make any noises while
Kaya's
talking.
Yeah, sorry,
talking,
I'll mute
otherwise.
My mic while Kaya's talking.
Yeah, so I just looked it up. It says, why does alcohol help essential tremor? After drinking, you may see improvements in your tremor within about 15 minutes. For this reason, alcohol can sometimes be used to diagnose ET. The fact that ET often gets better after you drink alcohol can be useful if your doctor is trying to find out what type of tremor you have. But at the moment, it was kind of funny to me. Like, you're giving me homework to go home and have whiskey. Sure.
So did he say that you do have a tremor at all? Like a different kind of tremor?
Well, not different kind, but he obviously saw that I'm shaken.
So is there...
So a tremor is psychological or are they a physical thing? Physical
ailment?
I doubt
they're psychological. What the fuck would cause shaking psychologically?
I don't know, autism or something.
Kaya's just mildly excited at all times.
Well, no, back before Kaya came over, he was like a caffeine addict, like scratching neck for his fix, caffeine type addict. So I remember Kaya and I speculated that his shaking was a result of his caffeine consumption. Did the doctor concur?
No. I've tried everything. I mean, I've ruled everything. I hate doctors. I hate going to doctors. I hate making appointments. I hate keeping them. I hate talking to them. Same. So I've tried everything that was in my power. I've gone weeks without a lick of caffeine, alcohol, ate healthy, just salads and chicken and shit. And it just doesn't change anything, so it's upsetting. I finally caved and went to the neurologist.
Is there, like, another condition? So Parkinson's is probably the end-all worst of it. Is there something under it that you can maybe have that they can treat?
No idea. I didn't ask that far. I wasn't going to ask any fucking questions after he told me to go and get drunk. I wasn't going to probe. Good enough, doctor. I concur. Yeah. I don't need a second opinion.
That's so cute. Well, I hope it works out for you. And if it doesn't, I know you're going to drink anyway. So props to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll run the test.
Here's hoping it's all good.
Best 30 out of 50. Yeah, if it isn't, I don't know.
That seems... We'll see. That test kind of seems like bullshit, though. It seems like writing a sentence and having it get smaller is just something that would happen. Even if you're shaking or not.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he told me. I'm not an expert on it.
If we're on the subject of medical tests, I got an allergy panel done recently. Have any of you guys done that?
No.
I think when I was a kid, I did.
It fucking sucks, man. It is awful. Let me explain this fun procedure for everyone listening. So an allergy panel is basically you go to a little medical facility and they go, we have all these different allergens that we're going to test you for. We're going to find out if you're allergic to mold, if you're allergic to trees, animals, both cats and dogs and mice and bugs and, you know, everything. So they sit you down and you take off your shirt and they draw like a fucking Yakuza body tattoo on your back where it's all these different markings where they're going to put samples on you. And at first it's pretty easy. They just kind of swipe you with the little sample and they put it on your back and they leave it there. And they note wherever there's an allergic reaction. So apparently I am desperately, horrifically allergic to, oh God, dust mites.
You can't even remember.
It's good. There's a reason I can't Peanut remember. Butter. There's a reason I can't remember. I'll get to that. So I'm apparently horrifically allergic to dust mites, which are little tiny bugs that live in like carpets and bedding and all that kind of shit. So when they put the sample on my back, the whole test is supposed to be, all right, we mark the areas where we put the things. We're going to wait, let you sit for 20 minutes, come back and measure, you know, if there's a reaction, like if your skin turns red or if you get bumps or any of that. And we'll go from there. They put dust mites on my back, left for 3 minutes, came back. The nurse went, oh boy. And she immediately wiped it off and went, yeah, that's pretty bad. Because apparently my skin.
So she didn't put anthrax on there or some shit?
She put dust mites.
I wouldn't have that much of a reaction.
So what happens?
And how
is,
would you never know that? Have you never come across dust mites before in your life?
I've known I've had allergies. I know I've been allergic to just dust in general and all sorts of stuff, but it was normally just very mild. Like I would sneeze or, you know, get a, like with Charlie's dog, sometimes I get a bit of a rash, just a little bit, but it's very, always very mild, just like nothing. But with dust mites, apparently specifically, They cause my back to just get horribly, horribly inflamed and just get covered in bumps after only a couple minutes. So that's not even the worst part of the allergy panel. That's just if you have a bad reaction to something. After that, they go, all right, all of these things here tested negative, but we need to make sure that they're negative. So then they go to your arms and they mark those with a bunch of markings and they take needles and inject it into your fucking skin.
Dust mites.
And then they ground up dust mites. Yeah, all the things that you weren't positive to, they inject into your fucking skin to see if you have a reaction. Just to make
Here's
sure.
A dog
what kind
smoothie.
Of fucking
it sucks.
What kind of Weapon X laboratory did you go to that injects the things you're like
I went to,
afflicted with?
I went
it
to
sounds a, like in Deadpool when Ryan Reynolds was pushed to the yeah. brink to evolve.
It felt
yeah,
like
what
it,
doesn't
man.
Kill you makes you stronger.
I was sitting there without my shirt on watching an educational video on how to keep dust mites out of your house because that's what they put on for you to watch while they're doing the test. And and I was like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. She brought out all these little swabs and they rub my back and watch the fucking reaction, whatever. But then she comes in with literally 30 different needles, just all in different vials. It fucking sucks.
It sounds horrifying.
It is. So then they have to, everything that doesn't have a reaction, they inject into your arm to measure a reaction. And it's all these different needles. They just go in and out and just put them in. And when I was done with my test, apparently, because according to them, I am allergic to everything. I just had nothing but I had fucking like those raised reptile bumps you see people get instead of tattoos all over my arms.
So how easy is it for you to avoid all the shit you're allergic against now?
So I have the little paper with all my results on it. Yeah, the certificate that says I didn't die from allergic reactions.
Congratulations, you're allergic to everything.
So they do a control.
Fucking loser.
they do a control at first, which is they put a histamine in your skin, which is literally it causes the reaction, whether you're allergic to or not. And then they compare all of the other allergic reactions to it. And that kind of gives you a baseline for what you're actually allergic to, what you're just allergic to because they did it this way, blah, 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 blah. So basically, I am mildly allergic to trees. A lot of yeah.
You are a nerd.
I know. I'm allergic to sunlight and women and sports.
Yeah. Maybe it was people like Andrew that burnt down the Amazon rainforest to help with their allergies.
Wait.
I hope it burns. I can finally breathe. Bullshit. Right. If you're allergic to all this bullshit, how have you not died yet?
So here's how the test works. By allergic, it doesn't always cause a reaction. It just means that your body...
What the fuck is it?
It's hard to explain.
Makes them uncomfortable.
Why would it even matter?
It's such a minuscule reaction that it's not even worth noting. But it does happen. It's like if I were getting tests or blood work, they would say, oh, this is happening in your blood. But as for like symptoms, nothing would probably happen. Like if I were allergic to trees to the degree they said I am, it's like I wouldn't even notice it unless I was maybe in the middle of a deep, thick forest for hours.
Okay, so which one is the one you do have to actively watch out for now?
Okay, so an actual allergy I have is I could go grab the chart, but I remember most of it. Dogs, cats, cockroaches, and one other animal. I think rats.
How the fuck did they test you for cockroaches? Did they just put one on your skin, on your back?
Little tiny particles. Of it.
Fuck.
Ew.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
So animals.
Wait, so did they inject the particles into you?
Yeah. Oh my god, you're partially cockroach now?
Dude.
I wish. No, I'm actually half cockroach, I'd be, half dust mite. I'd be partially grass because that's the ones they inject in. So they only inject the ones that don't have an immediate skin reaction. So since I had a skin reaction to animals and dust mites, they only injected like grass and trees and shit. So
wait, they couldn't get an immediate
now.
Reaction and their thought process is, wait, this didn't work. Let's try this and fuck him up that way. Put it straight in his veins.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. No, that's how they do it. They want to hurt you because they want to see what actually has an effect. So whatever doesn't hurt you the first time, they inject into your fucking veins. That's
so
exactly
intense.
What it
just
is.
Just in case
it
you
is,
accidentally swallow a cockroach. How does that help? What's the point? No one's ever going to inject you with a tree.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it seems like such a useless thing to test for. Allergy to trees. Like, what are you going to do? You can't live. What, are you going to lobby to your apartment to cut down all the trees because your nose gets stuffy? Like, it's useless.
Well, thankfully for me, it's a lot less intense. But yeah, animals was a noticeable reaction. And then the big one, which was like it was above the control. It was like a very severe reaction was dust mites. And that's like they gave me like 30 pamphlets going, here's how you wash your mattress. Here's where you can buy fucking covers for your quilts, like all this shit to keep stuff clean.
Well, what are dust mites? Are they just dust?
So no. They're tiny bugs. They're very, very microscopic bugs that live in they live dust. Off of and inside human cells. So like skin cells and dandruff and all that shit.
Ew.
And that shit sinks. That shit. Yeah, they're disgusting. It sinks into like your carpet, your bedding, your pillows, all that shit. So
kind
they just make little holes.
If they make up human cells, how do you not already have them then?
Oh, nearly everyone has dust mites. It's very, very hard to get rid of them.
Well, how are you not, yeah, how are you not in constant pain?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because there's different severities of them. Like you most likely have them, but different outbreak levels. Like if you keep your stuff clean and don't wash it, you're going to have way more than if you do. You know what I'm saying? So okay. The amount that I have is probably in a level that I don't notice it. Or if I do, it's very mild.
Yeah. So fucking wash them. Gross. Okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They said that, you know, if it gets really bad, there's certain things that you can do. Like apparently you're supposed to wash your clothing in a setting that your hot water heater won't get hot enough to, so you gotta kind of boil it if it gets bad. Like all these, they gave me legitimately like 10 different pamphlets on how to keep your house free of dust mites, or at least keep them under control. But they said that with my results specifically, just antihistamines will work. So like fucking Benadryl, Zizol, whatever.
And again, that's one of them EpiPens just in case.
They are going to if I elect for allergy shots, actually. So they said another thing I could do, they said I'm a good candidate for it, is allergy shots where you get like basically, it's like vaccines, but for allergies. You get them every so often. And that's when I would have to have an EpiPen in case something goes wrong. And I start just swelling up until I die.
I don't know how allergies work at all. I'm not a doctor, but I definitely do know that some of them get better over time with exposure.
Yes, that's right? Correct.
I mean, there's a lot of info about how...
You can train your body.
A lot of people have it as kids, and then since they're used to it as adults, they lose it. Yeah.
As kids, for example, mothers who never let their kids eat peanuts are more likely to develop a peanut allergy later in life because they just have never been exposed to the whatever the chemicals in it. From my anecdotal experience, it's when I first got my first cat, it was so annoying. It would scratch me. My hand would swell up. My eyes were constantly red and teary. Now I just let him scratch me for fun. I mean, it's nothing. It went away immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Within a month, I stopped being allergic to them. It's interesting.
I think Charlie's dogs have helped me with my dog allergy because when I lived with my parents, yeah, thank you. When I lived with my parents, they had a dog, but it stayed in the living room and stayed out of my room. So if I ever was in the living room a long time, I would just get rashy and fucked up. And then when I first moved to Tampa, when I saw Tetra, I would very often get like, Charlie, you saw it. I'd get like a red rash on my neck and all this shit. And it was from her, just from hanging out with her. And when I left, it would get better. But now when I go to his house, I almost never have a reaction to his dogs.
Knowing you now and what we just heard, you might just be allergic to his workout equipment. You dork.
I'm allergic to resistance exercise.
Yeah. Oh, my muscles are getting bigger. I might sneeze. Be careful.
Great. But here we go. People messaging me now. Kaya, you might have Wilson's disease. Thanks. Awesome.
Wait, Wilson from House? It's full circle.
It's, hey, Kaya, serious message here. I'm just finishing my medical degree in France, but I just want to be sure about something. If you have a tremor and it's not an essential tremor, it needs looking into. Yay! These must be checked, blah, blah, blah.
That sucks.
There is a rare but really treatable disease called Wilson's disease. It causes tremors and shaking in under 30s. Oh, looks like Parkinson's, but too young. Whoopee!
Well, that's good news. They said it's easily treatable, so that's good news.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Kaya and I have all laid bare. Charlie, Jackson, what's your last medical thing? What's killing you since we're all getting older?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about a medical thing, but I did have a phenomenon a few weeks ago where my brother's currently living with me because he went through a bad breakup and he's currently using my guest room. And I was going through a phase where, like, in the early morning, I would be jacking off. And I would go.
I'm afraid to tell you, it doesn't work that way.
Just a small period.
We
of
all
time.
Quit doing that. None of us jack off anymore. That's old.
No, but I would use the toilet that's next to his guest room, not to jack off, but like I would go piss in it after I'd finished jacking off because my office is next to there, and I would jerk off in my office. So I'd go to the toilet, piss after I had finished jacking off, and then every single morning after I would jack off, he would say something innocuous like, "Oh, you have a fun night last night," and I was like, "Yeah, I guess it was a pretty good night." And I noticed every single time after I jacked off, he would say that in the morning, and I didn't realize what it was until very recently. I jacked off, did the same thing, and then I must have gone back into the toilet about 3 hours after and looked into the toilet bowl. There's like a white film of cum on top of the water. Ew. I didn't realize that happened after you pissed directly after you cum.
Yeah,
there's like little cum particles.
I didn't ever notice
I looked it up, and if you piss directly after you cum, some of the cum particles or whatever also piss out.
Yeah.
And they like kind of stick to the top of the water. So then the next person who goes in there sees this nice little
Why would he immediately assume nice that, though? Did you just like dip his fingers into it like a movie detective and taste it? Like,
smell it.
Yes, he just came 2 hours
ago. I don't know.
That's specifically why you get the urge to
Subjects on foot masturbation 3 hours ago.
That's why you get the urge to piss often after you fuck or masturbate, because you want to clean out all the cum from your penis. That's the actual biological reason.
I just thought he was a masturbatory prophet or something. So I'm happy that this is the actual solution. I just don't piss. I go piss in my like ensuite toilet now instead. So then I can,
wait,
I see
what,
in the
did
morning.
You walk across the house to go to a different bathroom to piss in it?
No, no, so my, right, my office and my bedroom are on like opposite ends of the house. So the bathroom, the toilet that he uses is right next to my office. So I'll just use that immediately because I jerk off in my office. But now I go all the way to my toilet.
I can relate to that though, Jackson. In college, when I was living with my friends in the dorm, I'd still jerk off into the toilet, but I'd do it late at night when I was pretty sure that they weren't like awake or going to be using the bathroom. And I'd blow fat loads in that toilet and flush it down. But what I didn't realize is that the toilet pressure, the PSI, wasn't enough to wash the cum off the off of the like actual bowl itself. And then one day my roommate, he confronted me. He's like, Charlie, can you stop jerking off into the toilet?
Really?
He stopped caking
it. Wait, wasn't your roommate G?
No, G was my roommate sophomore year. You haven't met this guy. His name's Matt. Yeah.
Okay.
He moved away, but yeah, he confronted me. He's like, Charlie, please stop jerking off.
That's really weird.
He should have gotten the RA involved.
I don't even pay that much attention to the toilet bowl. I don't know how these guys, like, do they lean down?
Oh, you would, though, if you're taking a...
What?
No, if you go to take a shit in the morning or something, you see, like, caked on cum, you'd probably notice.
But how can it be that caked on?
I would definitely...
Is your flush...
Oh, I mean, it's been a while, but it wasn't the most powerful flush. It's not like we're working with like a pressure washer. It was just a casual toilet flush.
I mean,
or maybe your cum's extra sticky or something. Adhesive. Yeah.
Like I'm Spider-Man from the dick.
Like a spider web. Yeah, he was trapping it like a net. I'm assuming, Kaya, to get onto your point, I'm assuming all of us check our shits after we take them to make sure that everything's okay.
Well, I have to
check it. I'd give it a quick glance.
Well, that's the same shit. I just want to make sure that there's no blood or whatever, and then we're good. That's all. So I would definitely notice if there were cum on my shit. If you glance at it and it's white, you're like, wait a minute.
Shit. How would there be cum on it?
There's the episode
Charlie's
title.
On the roof coming directly to the toilet bowl after he shits.
134.3, whatever, cum on my shit. The icing on the donut. I would notice. I love how you said that too, as if someone snuck into your asshole and the night's like, I would notice if there was cum on my shit.
Oh my god. Wait a minute.
I would absolutely notice.
That's probably the most foul sentence I can think of. Imagine taking a shit and turning around and going, whose cum is this?
Well, that's probably what gay people go through.
It's fair.
I don't know. Isn't your brother gay?
I don't really have a rebuttal
for
that.
Did it make you uncomfortable when he was constantly prodding and asking about your masturbatory habits and if you were having fun and if
but
you needed a relief?
He wasn't asking about my... he wasn't asking about my masturbatory habits. I'm pretty sure he was just subtly telling me, hey, please don't jack off in my toilet. I'm sick of seeing your cum on top of the water.
Is this the same brother who fucked the crab?
Well, he didn't fuck a crab. He just got a hand job off one, or a claw job.
Well, what if, is whatever he like, you want to call hey, it. Did you have fun last night? I noticed you and Kira weren't hanging out. I could be your girlfriend for the night, you know, if you need someone today.
No, he didn't say that. Not all gay people are degenerates, Kyle.
Yeah, but your brother is. Like, it's a coincidence.
I'm the bad guy for just jacking off and not realizing that it leaves behind a presence afterwards? I think that's pretty normal.
What are you, a ghost
hunter? He detects it like a nin presence or something.
Yeah. Oh shit, I forgot my ectoplasm in the toilet. Flush twice.
Ectoplasmic evidence. Ew. Well, now I do, thank you. I didn't realize that
that's wrong.
Carries it.
And
that's
to
bad.
Be fair, I was in Jackson's same shoes. With my roommates, I probably would have flushed twice.
No,
well, I had never jacked off in like communal toilets.
That's not
anything,
the solution,
so no one...
though, because you're going to go there, you're going to jack off, you're going to flush twice, and your brother's going to go, two flushes. I guess he had a good night last night.
He's got a little microphone set up in the toilet.
You have to very stealthily and calmly, like, toilet paper up the jizz and then flush it so it doesn't leave a trail.
That's why I just jack off. That's why I just deposit the evidence in my ensuite.
But then Kira's gonna go, you had a nice night without me, huh?
Well, then I'll go downstairs and use the downstairs toilet.
But then the
instead.
Homeless man who sneaks into your house is gonna be like, had a nice night without me, huh?
What?
I guess I'll just have to piss outside. Wait, if you piss outside, does it leave evidence out beside, like on the grass?
Only if do it sitting down.
If you jack off and then go to the doctor and give a urine sample, can they tell? There's like little sperm particles sweating your
question.
Please, sir, can you just do this again without backing up beforehand?
Keep the change.
This sample is contaminated, sir. I'm going to need another bladder.
means you would have to jerk off in the side room where you do the pissing.
No, I mean, you could jerk off in the morning in the beginning, and then after you come, there's still some cum left in your piss pipe, and then you go to the doctor, and it's like a cork. It flushes out.
I feel like you have to piss immediately, though. It's like, that'd be unbearable waiting.
No.
I will always have to piss afterwards.
There's been a couple times where I've forgotten to pee after. I don't think it's like a primal urge. It all just depends.
Sometimes I like force myself to piss to make sure that I'm getting it all out there, but there have been plenty of times I wouldn't have done it if I didn't make myself.
See, we related on a really deep level there, Jackson. We're both cum cakers on the toilet.
No.
Well, yours is a different one. You just came directly in the toilet.
Yeah, cut out the middleman.
I used to do that sometimes.
So here's the thing, right? If you watch porn, let's say every single day you watch some sort of a porn, the same video or the same genre, at least, like piss porn.
Yeah,
you
let's
come
say,
to it.
Yeah, hypothetically.
You every single time you come to that specific video or that category of videos, you condition yourself to slowly be more and more attracted to it, right? It's you at the end of the day, we're animals, we're like dogs. If you ring the bell every time a dog eats, it's going to associate that with happiness. Just like when you come and you see a piss video, you're going to associate piss videos with orgasming. So Charlie, how, like, years and years of coming into a toilet and staring into a toilet bowl, are you attracted to toilets now? How does that work for you?
It's not how it works at all. You come onto tissue, right? Are you attracted to tissue?
Yeah, but I don't stare at the tissue. I look at the screen.
I don't stare in the toilet bowl. Yeah.
What do you stare at?
And I look at the screen and...
Oh, you stand over the toilet bowl with a screen in your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mobile phone, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought you were
I'm just staring into the toilet bowl like a crystal ball.
That's what you were explaining, like you were just leaning over the toilet and jacking off into it.
No. No, mobile phone.
Okay, I see.
Okay, fair
enough. Or the highest octane of thrills, your own imagination.
I never use my imagination.
I have never been able to jerk off to my imagination. Maybe when I was
blossoming into a man and jacking off like twice a day, every single day, I mostly used my imagination.
I probably could. It just sounds boring. Yeah.
I think that's the problem, though.
Because then now you're dependent on porn. If you can't get hard or jack off just without porn anymore, that's a bad sign, which is why, remember a while back we talked about how you need to...
One day, you guys are going to be stuck on a deserted island, and you're going to be so fucking horny, and you can't do anything about it because your boobs drawn in the sand don't look very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you, like, make a nice, like, hole in the sand and just fuck that.
So this might be controversial, but... I genuinely think that Amish people might just have the best sex of anyone on the planet, because no matter what they do, if you draw even a little bit out of the lines, it's the most wicked, fucked up, naughty shit they've ever done in their lives, and it must be so exciting to them. Right? They have no porn. They've never even seen people eat each other's shit or anything. So when they tried or accidentally stumble upon farting each other's mouths while fucking, they have to be so excited.
I mean, even then...
I don't think anyone would be excited over that.
Even then, they already have the best, most powerful sex of all, because they only have sex under God's will to procreate. And that's their fucking mission in life.
I don't know. I guarantee Amish people fuck for fun.
I feel like they wouldn't.
I don't think everyone does.
They just don't say
if they're
it. Come on.
No, if they're dedicated enough to live their lives like that... like with that objective, then I feel like sex would probably be an easy thing to just do for procreation.
No, the biological instinct to reproduce is stronger than even the will to live. Watch Blue Planet. Watch those little fish swim through shark-infested waters just so they can come on a bunch of fucking eggs.
I know how we solve this.
Do they have contraception? Do they have lambskin condoms?
I know how we solve this. Themselves? If you out there are Amish and are breaking all the rules of your commune by listening to this podcast, let us know in the comments on your shared one computer.
Amish people actually use technology. In Pennsylvania, where Tiana lives, like her home. Their home. They on their carriage, they have turn signals, for God's sake. So when they're out and about, they have turn signals. They eat at buffets. They have phones.
We had this whole entire discussion where you guys didn't believe me, but it's not like Amish
people are deprived of technology.
No, that's so fucking fake.
Yeah, those are posers. Man, real
Amish are Amish.
Would have its kid at the back of the little trailer with a sign holding it up if they want to turn left or right. I don't know.
I would love. to hear an actual Amish person's take on this then. If they somehow stumble on this episode, please find a way to tell us.
Well, let's go out and catch one, Andrew.
Yeah, they're in the wild.
They can't get away very fast.
Yeah, they're Amish. They're free reign. They don't listen to the government.
They're not allowed to fight back.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's against their code.
A while back, we talked about how if you, let's say, not like the fucking nofappers, but if you deprived yourself of porn for, let's say, a year and sex, it would be the most amazing thing after that 1 year, right? To just watch literally any porn. Even
yeah,
just
but the, it'd be yeah. like a year. It'd be a year of waiting for like 5 minutes of happiness.
No, but
if that, I feel like you bust.
Well, that's what a lot of sex is built on.
You could do
think about it.
You every 5 years or something. Look, I'm just pitching my ideas again. This is Kaya's business corner. There you go.
No,
there's
but,
a corner
but what
for
I'm
y'all.
Saying is it doesn't like scale properly. You can't wait that long for that short of an enjoyment.
It's not short of an
like
enjoyment.
A week with that
Jackson,
busting
it's like rehab,
because then
right?
It's the same principle.
No, it isn't. People don't go to rehab so they can be sober for 5 minutes. They go so they can finally quit heroin forever, for example. So we, let's call it reboot camp. Admit them for $10,000 a day or something, and they all we do is just disable their internet access and take their phones away.
Kaya is once again twisting this into how he can make money off of people. I knew it was coming. I was waiting. I was right there. I was like, where's the money drive? Where's the service? Where's the scam? Come on.
No, he's doing it for the good of the people.
It's not a scam.
It's just,
okay.
There's a lot of overhead.
Yeah. Andrew, whatever you want to say, so far I've never pitched a business idea that was a scam. It's always a legitimate business. Am I wrong?
That's fair. No, yeah. It's fair.
That's a fucking scam.
No,
fuck
it's
you.
Not
that's
a goddamn scam, Jackson.
Well, we're paying him for him to take away internet access. That's a fucking scam. Anyone
yeah,
can
okay.
not pay
for the same things then. You're paying rehab to take away your heroin needle. It's the same shit.
Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck are parental controls, Jackson? You're setting up a service to take away access. It's the same shit for adults. Adults don't
parental
trust
controls
themselves.
Are given freely, though.
Not always. There's software you can buy for your computer to lock kids out of it.
No, I'm pretty sure most devices have parental controls built into them now.
Well, I mean, by
what
this
do they
point,
do?
So your service
the point
can
is
be done
there,
for free.
There are people out there that, because they don't have self-control, they'll intentionally put limits on themselves. Like, oh, I made it so I can only spend $100 for my account every day. It's like, if they had willpower, they could just not do it, but they intentionally put a hold on their bank so they can't. So that's what Kaya's service is. He does it for
right.
you.
Sometimes that's all rehab is. Sometimes you need outside help. You need to sit in a group and talk about how whatever alcohol or heroin or gambling has ruined your life, you've divorced from your wife because of it, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just proposing we do exactly a camp like that, except for people whose lives have been ruined by porn addiction.
I am actually fully behind this idea. I kind of want to actually
$10,000 may be a steep admittance fee, but I see where your head's
well,
at.
Well, think about all the celebrities, though, who get porn addiction and sex addiction. We could cater to
celebrities
them.
Celebrities get porn addiction?
Tiger Woods and Charlie Sheen both went into
that
rehab for sex
porn
addiction.
Counterpoint, Jackson.
It was part
counterpoint,
of it.
Epstein, a whole mansion full of child porn on CDs.
Why would you
was he in it for the child porn or the business side?
He was
of it,
in it
though?
For the thrill.
Blackmail.
The fun.
I don't know. We can't get an Ouija board in that.
But the point is that whether or not it's ridiculous or silly, there are people out there who suffer from sex addiction, and we could easily cater and market towards getting them off track.
Oh, you know who had a sex addiction? David Duchovny, or however you say his name.
Oh, yeah. Who? Duchovny,
yeah.
Who was he again?
Californication.
From X-Files.
Or X-Files. I know him from Californication. That dude was fucking awesome. Hank Moody.
Ah, right.
Yeah, he fucked a lot.
He fucked a ton in that show,
so
too.
Fucking.
Yeah. Dude, that guy was a
no,
fucking
that's
machine.
Why I love watching that show, because every sex scene, you know he's just got a giant fucking boner. It's awesome.
Oh, God. He probably fucked each one of those
probably,
actresses.
Yeah, he probably did fuck him.
Fuck yeah. Love you, David.
Yeah, he went to rehab for sex addiction.
Yeah, if you're out there, we hope it got better for you.
And it didn't work because he fucked all the rehab people, too.
He fucked all the people in rehab.
Too powerful. That man's got game, dude. Dude, at some point, you gotta give up. Accept what you are and make a business out of it. This guy could... You know those pickup artists courses that they sell to losers? Like, you say this to a woman and then you'll get laid, bruh, and you have to pay like $10,000 for an hour of a course video online. This guy could actually make a business out of it, but a successful one.
Oh, actually, yeah. I'm shocked that he didn't become a porn star or something. I feel like...
Well, because he's a porn star. No, it wouldn't. No, that would have ruined his acting career, and he does get some big roles, so that wouldn't have been good for him.
I my rehab wouldn't be about sex addiction. To me, sex is normal, natural. If you want to fuck another human being, that's... I can't even think of anything that is more normal than wanting to fuck hot women. Porn addiction, on the other hand, you're just sitting in your room sad, you know, jacking off 10 times a day, neglecting, you don't even eat anymore, you prefer to jack off. Those are the guys I want to cure.
It's the same people from last time.
What's the most you've jacked off in a day, all of you? I want to know.
Probably 10 times a day when I was a teen.
I'll answer. It's the same people we talked about earlier with gaming addiction, remember? Where it was classified as an actual mental thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's porn. But my answer is 5, I think.
I've never gone above 2. It just gets raw.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like 3 for me.
No, wait. Oh, wait. I'm mixing something up. Mine's 3. My most sex in a day was 5.
Big guy.
Hit that like button. I was going to expand the question for sex for you guys. What's the most you've done?
If only you weren't allergic to sex.
I mean, mine wasn't like a big accomplishment either. It was my girlfriend at the time. I'm not saying like it was
She wasn't a big accomplishment, you prick? That's so fun.
But I'm not saying like I'm a big player where I went around the clubs and left with a bitch at each one. It's like, nah.
Yeah, I wasn't even proud of it. It was just my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I would say 3, probably.
Yeah, I'm super proud of mine, though. Mine was 3, but different. So that was back
in the day. Oh, you had 3 different girls?
What, you had 3 different girls in one day?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, baby. Back in the glory days.
Bullshit. How?
What do you mean, how?
How? How do you have enough time in a day to court 3 women?
You'd be surprised when you have a shit major in college.
Tell us the fucking story.
Well, there's not a whole lot of story. I was seeing multiple women.
And all 3 of them got in the room and said, Charlie, you have to fuck us all right now.
No, not in a relationship.
Was it like that kind of thing? Where is it like a layered threesome where they took turns?
No.
Okay, tell me this. Was it your strong game or did you use your YouTube fame to open the door here?
No. Well, this was in college. This was way before I even did videos with my face in them.
Ooh. Well, okay, I mean, that's not what I mean. Did you use I Am Critical as a foot in the door?
No.
Okay, did you show them your social blade?
I brought up my real-time numbers.
Look at my subscriber count, babe.
Yeah. Man, I like this topic, remembering the glory days when I was young.
I mean, you were
tell us about it.
You were a fucking Chad in college, so I totally could see it happening when you were in college.
I thought he was the one that was all trying to be mysterious and shit. That doesn't sound like
that was freshman Charlie before he evolved into the alpha Chad, 5'6" man.
There was a renaissance where he fucking started living at the school and then it warped everything.
Do I get an assist point for telling you not to bring playing cards to your sex dates?
Yeah, I'll give Kaya the assist.
So wait, tell us about the 3 in one day. I want to hear. I'm excited. I'm living off your energy.
Jackson's got
his dick out. If you want to live vicariously through my accomplishments, it was the day I got my chest tattoo, actually.
Oh, that's got to be a big thing with it. You have brand new ink to show off.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the girls I was seeing, well, she didn't have a class during the appointment, so she came with. And then, you know, it's a 3-hour appointment, and then one thing led to another. And then
fucking the appointment?
Yeah. No. Afterwards.
It was an allergy panel, so they both look like disgusting monsters, too.
And then after that, I think she had like an afternoon class or something, because the appointment was in the morning. So then after that, I was getting lunch at the CAF. Andrew's been to the CAF. It's like this giant little cafeteria thing. And I met up with someone that I was also casual with at the time. And feeling pretty confident about the new ink. They already knew I was going. One thing led to another there.
Now, where did these happen? Did you bring them back to the dorm room during all this?
the first two were, and then the third one was my ex. We had already broken up at the time, and she wanted to see the new ink.
Oh,
and then that was
which ex? Is it the ex I know about?
Yeah.
I kind of want to take off. Yeah, I want to take off some points for it being your ex. I want to take away some points on the scoreboard.
I'll give you 2.5.
It's like if this story was a 10 out of 10, now you're at like an 8, I'd say.
Yeah, and it was at my parents' house. So let's now you're down to a 7.
you fucked your ex at your parents' house.
Yeah,
was your dad like excited when he saw the second girl? He was like,
"Ah!" It was like 2 a.m. They were not awake.
Wait. So what's the time frame for all this? If you fucked them all that quick,
yeah. Wait. If it's at 2 a.m. the same day,
if you fucked three girls in the same day, you had to have woken up at like 6 in the morning and gotten an early start.
No, the tattoo appointment was like
if it's at 2 a.m. that does not count.
Why? No, that counts.
Stupid.
That's still one of his
train schedule.
Oh shit! It was his ex. Yeah, it's his ex as well. None of this counts.
You're one of those insufferable assholes who's like, when someone says it's late at night when it's 3 a.m., like, oh, I'm going to bed real late. Like, don't you mean early?
Yeah. I'm of the viewpoint, and you can agree or disagree, that it's not the next day until you go to bed and you've woken up.
I don't care about that. If it's technically true, if it's within a 24-hour time frame, I don't care what time it was. You could say in the last 24 hours.
Like if he woke up at 10 a.m., it wouldn't be over until 10 a.m.
Yeah.
The next 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, as soon as his dick enters the first chick, that's when the clock starts for 24 hours. Okay.
That's where the speed run really begins.
It was like fucking Nickelodeon Gas, where they just put up a little timer. All right, start the clock. He's going.
Tool assisted.
Can he do it?
So wait, roughly what time did you start?
So the appointment was about 3 hours, so it would have started like I'd say 2 p.m.
No. Oh, okay. So 2 p.m. was when.
So because we have
first
to factor
intercourse happened.
Yeah. We have to factor in travel time, because if you're going back to your parents, and
tattoo
all this
was
shit,
right across this. Oh,
but yeah, you.
Damn, so you fucked three chicks in half a day. Even
you got the tattoo, like you had to go to school. You had to bring them back to your house, bring them back to the school. It's like
no. My ex was the last one at 2 a.m. After the tattoo, the girl went to the class, and then I ate lunch at the calf.
So you did all this within 12 hours. Is what you're
which
saying?
That's what it sounds like. Which one was the most enjoyable, Charlie? Was it the last one, or was it the like which one was the most enjoyable? I want to know if like you enjoyed it less as you went on.
Probably the first one, actually, the first time.
Hmm.
Really? Yeah. So the first one was the best. So you enjoyed it less as it went on,
even though
it could also just be the people.
Yeah.
They got worse.
Say even though
your
ex was a professional,
blame them.
Oh yep, boy!
But that's the glory days, baby.
And it's definitely an exciting story.
Because where would you all peg your potential? If right now, let's say we were a famous band and successful, and we have like hundreds of groupies lined outside our green room, they all want to fuck us. How many could you get through if you really tried? You're on Adderall and Viagra, caffeine. You're
and
all
cocaine
hopped up
and all that shit. Okay.
There's no way you're going through three. By the third one, I was like shooting dust. It was like an air blast.
Yeah. I could probably do.
Well, Andrew said he's done 5 in 1 day.
I did 5 in 1 day with one person. So I think I could hit.
The dust feels.
I could hit 5 again, I think. But I think after that, I would just be miserable. I think the last one would be like I'd have to force it as well.
I think I could match Charlie, but I think 3 is pushing it.
Because there's
if I can't even beat 3 on jerking off.
I know there's a phenomenon where it happens to a lot of porn stars where like they just get hard again instantly if they're fucking multiple girls, because apparently the brain gets the signal. So you know how like guys get soft after they come? It's because you don't want to pull the fucking cum out of the woman with your erection and all that shit, and you have no need for it. But apparently, if you fuck
my dick stays hard a little bit afterwards.
A little bit, but it goes down. But the thing is, if you're fucking multiple different chicks, it can get hard like instantly because the brain goes, "Oh, it's a new partner, new insemination, new sperm." So I think if it were multiple different women, like Kai is saying, it'd be a lot easier to go for higher numbers than if it's the same people.
Because the primal instinct is just
exactly
to spread your seed around
exactly.
As much.
So I think I could reasonably hit 5. I think I could. You guys don't think you can do higher than your normal record?
I think I could match that. Speedrun tool assisted, like I said, with some medication.
We should submit this for AGDQ. This will be our category. How many people in the audience can I fuck in an hour?
Honestly, I feel like they'd ban anyone who gets laid.
Out of jealousy.
Yeah.
Should we wrap?
That's up to you, boys.
It's been over an hour.
Whatever.
Your call, I don't care.
We can wrap now.
I'm just also very, very hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Andrew, wrap us up then.
Oh, I will. I'll wrap us up like a Christmas gift, because if you want to give the gift to us of spreading our influence over the internet, you can check us out on platforming players such as Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you want to get them if you're watching on YouTube.
Not only...
Regardless, I mean,
check us out, but please also leave us a nice review. We're on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that also helps a lot.
It helps. I want to be number one in the gaming category and philosophy, politics, news, true crime. What else is there? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Sports.
Regardless of wherever you're listening, thank you for watching. You can support us directly on patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
Andrew, there's a really good bonus episode on Patreon at the moment where we talk about farts for about an hour and a half. So
if you loved our episode where we talked about handsome men for an hour and a half, you will love our episode where we talk about farting in each other's faces for a solid hour and 45 minutes.
Genuinely one of the best episodes we've ever done.
Yeah, it's unironic. We talk about the Riot Games CEO apparently going around and Dutch ovening his entire crew.
Yes.
And now they had to settle. So
correct.
Check out that bonus. Bonus 38, I believe, at patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
That's right. Help us take over the goddamn internet. Plaster our faces on it. But you're already doing that because you're listening, you handsome devil. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, would you like to give the spiel?
You just
always end every episode with we'll see you next time and all that shit.
All right, well, thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. it's tradition by this point.
Yeah. All right, see you everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.